money. Quickly to Wall. Wall measures. Beal gets open for three. Dagger!
Here comes Pierce with 5 seconds left. Pierce with three. Pierce with two. Pierce following at the horn. It's gone!
Morris, Wall, Beal, and Gortat. Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall. Porter gets Bradley for three.
Hey everyone, welcome to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. I'm your host, Becca Winker, also known as @BeccaMVP on Twitter. Here with me is my co-host, Quentin Mayo, @TOQM_. We're here to talk about the unfortunate events of last night. The Wizards lost to the Raptors. A Kawhi-less Raptors, 117 to 113. Yeah. I'm just, you know, most of the time on Sundays, I'm thinking about when the next game is going to be. I'm thinking about how can we win the next game. But, you know, I'm a huge basketball girl, but right now, all I can think about is the Redskins and Cowboys. And that is not normal for me. So
that's how you know it was some unfortunate events at Capital One yesterday.
It was terrible.
Where do we even start?
Right. I don't even know what's the first thing we want to talk about. I think something. You know what? Maybe we should start off with the positives before we start ripping the whole thing up. So.
Okay.
Bradley Beal, John Wall. To me, they both looked pretty good. Bradley Beal, 32 points. By the way, congratulations to Bradley Beal, who did pass Gilbert Arenas with the three-point franchise record.
869. So, that's a lot of threes.
He made history last night.
Sheesh. Almost single-handedly brought the team back to win last night, which is almost was very impressive regardless, but if he could have pulled it all the way off and they could have pulled out a win and he got the record in the fashion that he did, I think this podcast would be a little more upbeat and joyous today. But congratulations to him for that.
Would have been too good to be true.
Right.
I did see Bradley Beal in the locker room and I was one of the first to congratulate him on his record. So I was pretty excited about that.
You're a part of history.
I'm part of history. Becca MVP is part of history. Who would have thought? He was happy. He felt blessed. He felt amazed that he was able to do something like that. However, because of the tone of the game, he didn't really show his excitement. So that was kind of sad. So thanks, Wizards. Thanks for that loss. John Wall, 25 points and how many assists?
He only had six last night.
Six? That's not bad. Bradley Beal also had six assists. So they kind of carried the team last night. They did what they were supposed to do. Everybody else, though, I'm not sure where you guys were. Maybe taking a break, thinking about the beach, thinking about your next big purchase at the mall. I don't know. I don't understand what happened. I think something we need to talk about is we need to talk about Otto. Otto Porter Jr. played 25 minutes, and he just 11 points. I mean, what's going on? Like,
a lot. To quickly go back to just the rest, like the supporting cast as a whole before we dive into Otto. I think I count Toronto had, 7 or 8 players in double figures last night. A lot of those guys, CJ Miles, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, these guys coming off the bench. You know, these are the guys that – this is one of the best benches in the league, and it's well documented how good they produce when they're on the floor. But the Wizards, You can't have a starter, Otto Porter, Markieff Morris, being outscored by bench players of the other team. That just can't happen. You can't have Jan Mahimi have more fouls than points. You can't have your leading rebounder, a forward, Markieff Morris, have 7 rebounds, and he's out-rebounding your center who's 7 feet tall. It's just down the line. You can't have your coach blowing up. He's an example of how the team should act. He's supposed to be the most character-driven guy. You can't have him charging at a referee. It's just a lot of little things that last night I couldn't even really get upset. It's just things that we have seen for the past 2, 3, 4 years that it's hard, even though, and it's only game 2. And it feels like the tone of this podcast feels like it's after the All-Star break or something. It's just that kind of day. But we're tired of seeing the same thing from this team. And it's hard for fans not to push the panic button when you see that this is the same issues that the Wizards have been dealing with day after day, game after game, year after year. And Scott Brooks says that Otto has to get himself open. Last night, Scott Brooks did not have very good words for Otto Porter. He said he was too slow. He's not giving effort. He's not getting himself open. So I don't know if that how that relationship and that dynamic is coming up. But Otto just has been underwhelming, especially for the money that he's making. But you also have to point the finger at Coach Brooks. I mean, this is a guy that's always been an ISO-driven pick-and-roll coach, but he's never getting the most out of the talent that he's given. It's like talent takes you so far, but strategy is what sets good from great. That's why you have a lot of talented guys in Boston, talented guys in Houston, even though they're not doing that well, talented guys in the Raptors, but their coaching takes them to another level. And Scott Brooks, his strategy, especially on offense, is just not taking these guys to another level.
That was a lot. So you're right about their bench. Serge Ibaka, 16 points. Fred VanVleet, 13 points. Pascal, 10 points. CJ Miles, 10 points. The only bench player that didn't have any points at all was Lorenzo Brown, but that's that's not a problem because we had Austin Rivers, 12 points, which was fine. Jason Smith, 6. Kelly Oubre, 8. Jeff Green, 2. And Thomas Satoransky, 5. I mean, this is just, it's terrible. Because
it's terrible. It's
unacceptable. And the sad part is, Kawhi didn't even play. And you know if he played, we probably would have gotten killed. Like, yeah. Just straight up killed. I really think that the game, the way the game was played was not necessarily the biggest issue. It was an issue, but I do believe that when Scott Brooks and Bradley Beal got those texts and Scott Brooks got ejected, I mean, they had the opportunity to shoot all those free throws and kind of seal the deal. And it's just sad because we worked really hard to come back after, like, you know, being down by 12. And it's just like, what was the point of all that? If, you know, they really have to learn to control their frustration. And that was just, it was really sad to watch.
It was a mess. Sad. Yeah. It was just a mess, but I do commend the team for fighting back. Like, late down the line, the Wizards are within 2, you know, they can win the game. And it's just little things like the Fred VanVleet,
he's
buzzer
a Wizards
beater.
Killer.
He's a Wizards killer as well. Just the little things. Just not diving for the ball, that jump ball. Like, just the little things that the Wizards didn't do, the Raptors did. And that's why the Raptors have been one of the better teams in the East for such a long time. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to boards. I mean, we can talk around it. It comes down to boards and it comes down to coaching. I mean, you can't get out-rebounded that bad. And then you can't, I think on the season overall, the Wizards are getting out-rebounded 52-37. Unacceptable. And 14-9 on the offensive glass. So you're giving up a lot of second chance points. And I don't know if the Wizards are thinking that Dwight Howard's just him being inserted is going to be like the secret sauce or like the end all be all. But who's to say, what if he does come back and the Wizards are still losing games? Like, what if they're still grabbing boards, but they can't produce on the offensive end? What if Otto Porter is still only shooting 4-for-9 from the field and Kelly Oubre is still only give you 8 points? And this second unit isn't as deep as the Wizards imagine. So it's a lot of things that, a lot of soul searching. And I think I read a piece, I read a piece from Candace Buckner about the comparison between the Wizards and the Raptors, two teams that have been stuck on the facet of continuity, but the Raptors decided to blow it up. They're moving forward with Kawhi. How long do we have this dynamic of Wall, Beal, and Otto? Like, how much longer is this going to be a thing? Because it's a lot of uncomfortable questions we're going to have to face, even though it's early in the season. This team might not be constructed for that much longer. So we're two games in, we're 0-2. It kind of feels like somebody passed away. But it's just games where you have to steal these wins. You have to steal a win against the Heat on the second night of a back-to-back. You have to steal a win against Toronto, who's resting their star player, who's been going off the first two games. They just went through customs 5 hours before the game because they lost a passionate battle, or they won a passionate battle against the Boston Celtics the night before. So you got to steal these because these come back to haunt you when you're trying to get into the playoffs, you're trying to position for seeding. These games come back to haunt you, so... It was a bad loss, a very bad loss.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not, everything that happened last night should have not happened, and I guess we should use the hashtag SoWizards again. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to really dissect what Scott Brooks had to say at the press conference, his behavior last night, and what we can expect from the road games. See you shortly. Hey, everybody. Thank you once again for joining us. Welcome to Locked On Wizards. Welcome back. I want to talk about something about Dwight. Mm-hmm. He is not going to be, if anybody thinks that we're losing games because Dwight is not there, that's completely false because this is going to be a huge problem. Everything that the Wizards are failing to do. Although I do believe that Dwight Howard would have stopped a lot of those point paints. I think Toronto did a great job last night of taking advantage of the fact that we didn't have a solid big man in the game. And a lot of their points were from the paint. So I really do think that once Dwight is healthy, hopefully he is healthy, they're going to have to speed up that healing process for his piriformis injury. Dwight, we really need your butt to be healthy, so please take care of it. Right. So that being said, Scott Brooks, I was so disappointed by his behavior. I know that a lot of calls were not going our way. We were not, things were not going our way. Fouls were not being called. Fouls were being called on us didn't really seem necessary. So I think Scott Brooks just got a lot of tension built up, and yeah, he ended up being ejected. I mean, we all saw it. He lunged at a referee, and I feel like that's just, I mean, with a team that already has not the best leadership and not the best behavior, I just feel like the coach knows that they're under no circumstances can you do that. That's just not something... that's acceptable. That's not something that should happen. And he did say, I mean, his remarks at the press conference, he did say that, you know, there's no excuse. He shouldn't have acted out that way. But it's almost like he was kind of not making a joke out of it, but just kind of like rolling it off, brushing it off, because someone said, you know, what were your thoughts when you were heading to the locker room after the ejection? And he's just like, I'm hungry, you know, I had 3 protein bars, I can't eat any more of this, I want to eat some real food or something like that.
He was just too lighthearted for what had just occurred on the court.
And this is serious. I mean, beyond the ejection, the Wizards start off their season 0-2, and now we're going to go out on a 5 road trip game out west. And you know those games are going to be hard, not just because of the competition, but because they're tired, because, you know, the time zones are all messed up. You know, this is not going to be an easy cakewalk. And honestly, I'd be happy if they won 2 out of 5 games, because I don't know what to expect from this team. I really don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, it's definitely a test. they can right their wrongs by getting some wins over some teams that they're not supposed to beat, quote unquote. I'm still very interested to see when Dwight Howard is going to be inserted. And I just want to see how he works with this team. Like, I know he's been with them during practice, that, but we haven't seen it. So, yeah, I think they have Portland tomorrow night. I think it's a 10 o'clock tip, late game. But, I mean, this definitely doesn't take away from the brilliance that the Raptors exhibited last night. I mean, Kyle Lowry killed this team. Kyle Lowry, I think he had 13 of his 28 points or something like that in the fourth quarter. So these guys are very talented. That's why he's a multi-time All-Star. And Coach Nick Nurse, he stepped into a situation, a very good situation, with very good players that have been there for a long time, and they know how to get the job done. The Wizards are still searching for their identity, which is something weird to say here in 2018 with some of these players that have been here for a while. So
I feel like while the other teams are progressing, we're just kind of we're at a standstill, and we're not really moving. And I just kind of yeah.
It's just one of those.
It's just one of those things yeah. Where in order to be successful, we really have to get it together here. And to me, it's not a matter of the talent that we don't have, because we do have talent.
There's very just talented a lot team.
Of there's just a lot of things where it's like, okay, Scott Brooks needs to go, and I know he doesn't like confrontation, but he just needs to go and call these players out, like, when they have a bad game. And I think last night, you know, as harsh as he was on Otto, he needed to say that. And I think, I hope that when they got into the locker room afterwards or whenever, that he said something to him, and, you know, he continues to he's got to confront these players, because if you don't confront them and you don't call them out, there's no way that's going to work.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a very important part of coaching. You have to, you know, you're not their friend. You're not, you know, their whatever. You're there to confront them. You're there to teach them, to mentor them. And, you know, whenever anybody has a game, if Wall acts cocky on the court, go out there and call him out. When Bradley Beal isn't, you know, shooting well, like, in the clutch or whatever, call him out. Right. Anybody who's not doing a good job, you have to go and call them out, because if you don't, then they're going to think their type of behavior is okay. And then Scott Brooks is sitting there, you know, lunging at an official, which is not okay under any circumstances. And he gets thrown out. And that's not the type of example that he can afford to set with this team who already struggles. So I'm going to really need Scott Brooks to kind of take one for the team here and start calling out these players.
Yeah, I think that's part of what he was getting at last night. He's very frustrated. And this is not something that's new, though. I mean, all summer long, we've heard nothing but, okay, yeah, we got Dwight Howard, Austin Rivers, Jeff Green. But in terms of in-house players that we've already had, it's just been, we need to get Otto Porter to the level where he should be playing what his price tag says he should be. Like, if you're getting paid that much money, you're expected to perform. And I definitely don't believe Otto is garbage. I think he's a very good player. He can shoot the lights out. He can score from the post, he has size, and he's a decent defender. But I think it's give and take between both parties. Otto has to do more with the offense that he's in, but Scott Brooks also has to cater this offense a little bit differently, because they're extremely predictable. The Raptors did not have to extend themselves on defense last night because the offense is so predictable. And with the Raptors on the offensive side of the ball, the Wizards have to extend themselves on defense all the time because the ball is continually moving. In the half-court set, the Raptors are getting it done. The Wizards had 30 points off of turnovers last night. And I think I made this statement last night on Twitter too. They had 30 points off of turnovers, which sounds great. But what it's really saying is that the majority of this team's points, or a lot of this team's points, are coming off of turnovers in which they don't have to set up in the half-court set, which means they're struggling to score when you cross the timeline. So if the Raptors can take advantage of you, and the Raptors pick their spots all night long, I mean, free throw line extended, they're on the glass, they're shooting from range, they're shooting from all over the floor. The Wizards just don't have that in the half court. They're a fast break team, run and gun team. They've got to learn how to score and get these guys in positions to score, because they're very talented.
I mean, Otto Porter, I will say this, last night, he made 2 for 7 of his 3-point attempts, and a lot of his missed three-point attempts were when he was wide open on, you know, the side. And that's the three-pointer that you really got to knock down, because that's the easiest to make. It's the closest to the basket, you know. Like, he really needs to start knocking those down. And if he's wide open, there's no reason why he shouldn't be making those. And he's our sharpshooter. Like you said, we're paying him all this money. Like, even it's just like, come on, man. Like,
Frustrating Becca, MVP. Do y'all hear her? This is probably the most down Becca's ever been since I've ever spoken to her. So Wizards, y'all got to get it together. Y'all can't be stressing out my co-host like this, okay?
I know. I'm going to be like sobbing. Last night, you know, I was telling Quentin that I felt like I woke up this morning and I felt hungover, but I didn't actually drink anything. I like, something you guys should know about me is like, I like to have fun. I like to party occasionally, but I'm pretty responsible, you know? So like, for me to like get done from the game, go home and go to sleep and wake up feeling like that, that's when you know you had a bad night.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't get it together, like I'm just gonna, and you know what? I have work 9 to 5 every single day, and y'all are going out west. You guys better win these games if I have to stay up and watch you guys.
Very true.
I mean, I can't afford to lose sleep, but I'm going to do it because I care. But you guys are messing with my mental. You guys are messing with my sleep. I mean, something's got to give here. And I guess I'm known on Twitter for being overly optimistic and positive and like, yeah, guys, we can do it, whatever.
Go team, go.
But yeah, I'm just starting to hit a wall. And I think the 0-2 start really got me stressed out. So, Wizards fans, I would love to hear your thoughts. We would love to hear your thoughts. We're here for you. We should probably start a Wizards therapy group. Right. Like, group therapy.
Call the help hotline.
Yeah.
1-800-SO-WIZARDS.
We can just sit in a circle and kind of talk about our feelings. I think that's something we should start for the sake of our happiness. But anyways, thank you for joining us on this episode of Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, and we will see you soon.
See ya.